Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yeah, but I'm not here.
And I'm not here.
Neither of us are here.
We're not in the country,
we're
actually.
We're on holidays.
Yeah, booked it, packed it, fucked
off. To reference the great Peter Kay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is a collection of the unused questions from the public. They get unused because basically we read so many each week just to make each other laugh, and then we always go too long. And our wonderful, wonderful producer Daisy saves them up for situations just like this.
Mm-hmm.
When we're sitting on our asses, bathing in sun,
right,
like lizards.
No, I mean, what holiday are you on? Because I'm on the holiday with two children under six.
Yeah, but you and your mum are there, so I'll be sitting on me arse, bathing. No?
No, you can absolutely swivel. Well, none of us will be sitting on our arse.
Great.
I'll take a book, I'll read three pages of it.
Good.
And then I'll be jealous of everyone around the pool with grown-up kids.
Right.
Wishing their life away for a full week. Rafe, why can't you swim yet, you useless little prick?
Wow. Eh? Wow. Rosie Ramsey, ruining holidays before they've begun. So there we go.
But the sun's lovely. It's nice to be in the sun. It's nice to feel the sun on
your skin.
About
Rafe. He's trying his best, bless him.
Got to swim?
Yeah.
I'm joking. He's bloody lush. He's the joy of my life. You're allowed to slag off your kids.
Yeah, other people aren't, but you are.
Absolutely not. If anyone did, I would punch them.
Yeah.
But I can. Yeah. And he's not a prick. He's lovely. He's my prick. Little prick.
Sometimes a little prick.
But yeah, out on holidays. If you're on your holiday, hope you're having a lovely time.
Yeah.
And here's some unused questions. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
If they're rude.
We've got no idea what they are.
No idea at all.
Bye.
Bye.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous as I have quite an important job.
Oh, fucking la-di-da, eh?
That requires some decorum.
Okay.
What do you think they do?
I don't know.
What's a really important job
that requires decorum?
This? Teacher?
Yeah, but they wouldn't
Doctor.
Have said that, would they? Decorum. An important job that requires
barrister,
decorum.
Solicitor, lawyer.
One of them. Barrister,
something
solicitor,
clever.
Lawyer. Something, yeah. Mm. But not dangerous like you know, kids and that. I don't know.
Eh?
I don't know.
Right.
Anyway. I just immediately thought of like a butler for a for a famous family. Some decorum, elbows off the table.
Right, okay, so we've got an important job. In brackets, what happens in the bedroom is between two consenting adults and only their business.
Where's that come from?
That's what they've said.
Why she said that?
Well, she just said because she.
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh yeah, and your many, many listeners." Oops.
Right. Sorry, it just came from nowhere. Yeah. Before I start my story, I just want to tell you that what happens in the bedroom is consenting adults. Right. Anyway. Okay.
So the background.
Right.
I live in a quiet cul-de-sac of one-story glories.
Wow. Yeah.
Important point for later.
Cool.
At the time of this story, my husband and I had been married for about 7 years, and we are of the middle-aged persuasion.
Okay.
Middle age, is that about 40, 45?
I don't know. When I was younger, I thought middle was 50 because I thought you lived till you were 100 then you died.
No, not everybody does.
Maybe 50's middle age, I don't know.
No, 50's not middle age because then you'd be living... I'd say 40 because 80...
Middle age is fucking stupid because it depends how long you live.
Yeah, I once said I was middle-aged at 30 and people, I got absolute shit for it.
Well, yeah, you can't say that. Like, But I didn't know.
I don't say anything anymore. Who knows? Middle ages, whatever you want it to be.
Listen, should we just work it out in Roman numerals?
Yes. Our neighbours are an elderly couple. Let's call them Bev and Bob. Bob. Bob.
You fucked up some reading in your time, but not reading the word Bob properly. Bob. Bev and Bob.
Wow.
Bev and Bob.
Bev and Bob.
Oh, Bev and
Christ
Bob.
Alive.
Are we?
Bev is in a wheelchair, and Bob is one of those types of neighbours that the minute you leave your front door, he's out there wanting to discuss the weather and to point out that your gutter needs cleaning.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got you.
My husband and I like to play in the bedroom.
Oh, God.
Nothing too adventurous, in brackets, no Batman costumes or leaping off of wardrobes.
I remember that story.
Disappointing.
Well.
We just like to have fun and a laugh, and so one day we decided to try out a remote-controlled egg.
Okay.
Love egg. I've heard a couple of egg stories on the podcast, and so you are familiar with the fact that it is an egg-shaped device that is inserted up the lady's cave and vibrates at the bequest of the person with the remote control over a woman's lady's cave.
Cave?
That's nice, that.
Cave?
That's nice.
That's not nice, it's terrifying.
Do you think?
Jesus.
It's very dark over there.
Cave.
For a long weekend in the summer, we enjoy playing with it around the house. And my husband even set it off when we were sat in the local pub beer garden, sitting at a picnic table, and the vibrations made people look up at their phones thinking they had received a text. Of course, the most fun was had at home in the privacy of our bedroom. All innocent fun and not hurting anyone, or so we thought. A few days later, one evening, we get a knock at the door. My husband goes to answer it, and I hear him mumbling and think nothing of it. When he comes back into the living room, his eyes are watering and he's trying not to laugh. I finally get it out of him. Bob was the person at the door, looking tired and pissed off. He asked my husband if we had a new TV. My husband says, no, why? At this point, thinking that the TV was a bit loud and maybe annoying Bob and his wife. Are you sure, says Bob? Or maybe a new CD player or radio? No, says my husband. Bob huffs and looks like he doesn't believe him.
Fuck off.
Have you anything new that is remote controlled?
I've just worked out what this is.
Well, at this point, my husband was thinking about tech and just shook his head. What's the problem, mate? He asked Bob. It turns out that the neighbour's doorbell
yes!
is wireless.
Yes.
And for the last few days, it just keeps going off. Bob has been up and down like a yo-yo answering the door to find nobody is there. Annoyed is an understatement. And was even going to call the police as he thought it was knocking runners. That's a new one. His son-in-law suggested that it might be his remote control TV remote setting off his doorbell.
Wow.
And to try to see if that was the problem. Spoiler alert, it wasn't his TV remote.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
We had that in our old house. It was on the same frequency as the neighbours. We had to get a new one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness that my husband was a bit slow that evening as his reaction was genuine bewilderment until he closed the front door and then it came to him in a flash. Our egg must be the culprit. Whenever we played with it, we were setting off his doorbell and making him get up to answer the door to no one. Worse still, being a bungalow and our bedroom is quite close to his front door, closer than if we were two-storey, so it must have been happening well into the night.
Oh, no.
Poor Bob.
Poor Bob.
We ceased using it, and the next time we saw Bob, we asked if he was having any more problems with the doorbell. No, it seems to have fixed, thank goodness.
Wow.
The egg has retired to the fun box until he starts to annoy us.
Oh, poor Bob. I'm glad they stopped using it, because there's a lot of people who'd be like, oh, fuck you, change your doorbell. I'm glad they stopped using it.
Imagine, though, because it would ruin the fun, because you'd be like, every time it went off, you'd just be thinking of Bob answering his door. It's not very sexy, I don't think. It is funny.
Oh, God. Ringing at the doorbell, thinking no one was coming. But someone was coming, but they weren't coming to your door.
No, absolutely not. They were coming next door, actually. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. While listening on my walk today, I decided that I needed to email you with my experience of looking after my sister's hamster. Okay. Hang tight.
Hang tight. Is that the name of the hamster?
No.
Right.
Do you remember the song? Hanging tough.
No. Hang tight's a good name for a hamster. Hang tight.
Do you think it is?
Dunno.
It's absolute shit. What are you talking about? Hang tight.
What would you call? What would you call a hamster then?
Rusty.
I wasn't prepared for you. I wasn't prepared for you to have that name ready so quickly.
That's what my hamster was called. Rusty.
Do you know what my hamster was called?
What?
Henrietta.
Of course it was. When I was around 16 years old, my dad and sister went on holiday and I was left at home and asked to look after my sister's hamster. Cool. I willingly obliged. How hard could it be? One morning I went downstairs and looked in the hamster's cage to see that it wasn't moving and looked extremely lifeless. In a panic, I remembered that when bees are lifeless, you should give them a teaspoon of sugar water to bring them back to life.
Totally different species.
See where she's coming from. She's thinking he is
all right, then.
Dehydrated and in need of a sugar boost.
No, all right then, good. I get it. So right, all right. So I was walking along the riverbank and there was a fish flopping around, almost lifeless on the riverbank.
Yeah, get the defibrillator out.
Throw it back in the fucking river. You wouldn't give it a spoonful of sugar water. Do a species-specific thing.
Okay.
Dickhead.
Right, well, she's only 16.
She's a dickhead.
Right?
She's a 16-year-old dickhead.
I quickly went in the kitchen, put some sugar in a teaspoon, mixed it with a little water, and then went back into the living room to feed it to the hamster. Christ. I put my hand in the cage, woke the hamster up, and fed it the sugar water.
It was asleep.
Sounds like it.
I woke up the hamster. The dead and still lifeless hamster was insisting on running on its wheel, so I held it still and forced the sugar water down its throat.
This
stupid
will make you better.
Idiot.
It absolutely wolfed it down. Feeling like some kind of Dr. Dolittle, I went upstairs to get ready for the day. A short while later, I came back downstairs to check on the hamster to find him violently shaking in his cage.
Oh my God.
In a further panic, and at this point clearly not thinking straight, I thought that he might be shaking because he was cold.
What the fuck did you do? Rosie, I don't even want to get so high. Put him in a cup of boiling water. I don't want to hear what this woman did to this poor thing.
Do you not want to hear?
No, I do. Come on.
Okay. I found my dad's woolly hat from the cupboard under the stairs, put the hamster inside the woolly hat, and then put it on top of the radiator to warm up.
Oh my God!
Whilst I watched a film.
Oh my God! Whilst I watched a film? What the fuck? This person's a psychopath!
I took a photo of the cute hamster as a memory for myself to look back on and remember what a great job I had done caring for it whilst it was sick.
Oh my God.
After the film had finished, I went back to the radiator to check on the hamster in said woolly hat to find it hot
and dead. Of course it was hot and dead. You lunatic.
Feeling absolutely mortified and not like Dr. Dolittle all, I quickly put it back in its cage and decided that I would let my sister find it dead when she returned from her holiday and I would deny all knowledge of there ever being anything wrong with it. Oh. When my dad and sister returned from their holiday, they did indeed find it dead in the cage and thought it had passed from natural causes. Oh. What my dad also found, though, was the photo I took of the hamster and the hat on the radiator, which he decided to post on his Facebook in the album My Family, which he captioned, "Feeling cozy and comfortable." I didn't have the heart to tell my dad or sister that the hamster must have been dead when this photo was taken, and he had in fact shared a photo of a dead hamster on his Facebook.
Oh my God! Chris. Why has he put that on his Facebook page? That is so bad.
I'm so sorry.
Is so bad.
Is that really bad?
I don't know. Oh God.
I know. Poor.
What a stupid.
If it makes you any better, she said, all I do, I know that I will not be buying a hamster for my children when I have them. So
don't have children.
She's never going to get it.
Sorry, you're not. I'm not worried about it. Don't let her have children. Don't let her look after another life. She's
not 16 anymore.
She's a nutter. My child was cold, so I wrapped them in a duvet and lobbed them on a radiator while I watched a film. Get her in prison. Idiot.
Oh
man.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm a teacher in the Bahamas. Well, bit of an upgrade.
What do you teach? Bloody snorkeling, eh? Surfing, eh?
I think they do have schools.
Nah,
Chris.
I won't have it.
Lovely schools in the sun. Imagine going to school in the Bahamas.
I couldn't
bloody
concentrate.
Gorgeous.
I didn't like it when it was a sunny day at school and you look out the window and it was getting nice and
that
sunny.
That is true.
I thought I'm going
imagine,
to the beach after
imagine.
This.
Imagine, Christ. Yeah. It says here, a bit of an upgrade from Reading and also the reason why I couldn't make the tour. Oh, well, we will forgive you for that.
No, don't forgive you. Don't fuck yourself.
I've been on a few boat trips with the swimming pigs you mentioned last week. The real tropical pigs, yeah.
Right, okay, yes.
Just a quick one, because I wonder if I'm the only one who thinks this. On these boat trips and tours, the guide slash captain will give you food to feed the pigs, and their food of choice is...
No. You're going to say bacon or sausage.
Sausages.
That's cannibalism.
Sausages. I refused to partake in this part of the day, but everyone else shrugged and carried on. In their defence, the pigs did chow down happily, but what are your thoughts on tropical pig cannibalism?
You're fucking with the food chain. What the hell are you doing? I mean, they're already swimming around in the sea, not knowing what's going on. Who put them there? What the hell's going on? It's like they're running a fucking never-ending stag do. It's confused as fuck.
Why are they in the sea? I don't know.
Well, why is anything anyway? It's always, you know, everything always got introduced somewhere. It's not like, yeah, but still, what? Don't feed them sausages.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
It's grim, isn't it?
That's so bad.
I wonder if the sausages are cooked or raw.
I don't think it matters, Rosie.
Does it not?
I don't know. Oh, good. Poor little piggies, man. That is not cool. Mm. Though I would not be feeding them that. And make sure your boat goes slowly because you don't want to hit a little piggy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel really bad for them now.
Fair enough. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Chris and Rosie. I was listening to the show about poor Chris's sunburn and it sparked a memory from 2007 when I was holidaying with my boyfriend in the Canaries. I got up on a day we had a boat trip booked to go dolphin watching and did my hair, brushed my teeth as usual and nothing to report. However, when I got on the boat, my boyfriend double looked at me and asked if I was okay. I said, yes, I feel fine. He replied, you don't. Your head, it looks fucking massive. I felt my head and my forehead was protruding out. I panicked and he offered me his baseball cap.
What a gent.
We got back to dry land and went straight to the doctors.
You would go straight to the doctors.
He told me it was classic dehydration.
Dehydration?
Yeah. Gave me some tablets and told me to keep out of the sea and sun. Shit time when it's all you've gone for. As the tablets started working, the weight of the water that was being retained on my forehead dropped and I looked like I'd done 10 rounds with Mike Tyson. My boyfriend said I looked fine and it was past, but he refused to shag me. Any other way than doggy style for the rest of the
month. Oh my god, some blokes are such bastards.
That's awful. That's hot. What a... Oh, this has turned really sad. I didn't mean it to be. We're now happily married.
Are you... She married
the dick who made her turn around for sex because she was dehydrated.
Should we have sex tonight, sweetheart? Yeah, from the back though. Don't ruin me, Holdy.
Got any anti-sickness tablets as well, eh, love?
Oh, yeah. Put me cap back on.
Oh, Jesus. Gee, it's the mama skin of Javelle Zip that got me.
And she married him?
Honestly.
What's going on?
We're now holy married. I have paranoia now whenever I go on holiday. I get him to check my head. So please stay hydrated and drink little and often. P.S. This was also the holiday I was sick in the sink and he fished it out with his hands so I knew he was a keeper. Fuck me.
I'll be honest with you, sending mixed signals if I'm there, you know. Too
I will,
now.
Hang on, I'll scoop your vomit out the sink, but I won't look at you while we're having sex because you've dehydrated. Fucking bell. But, you know, they must obviously be happy.
I mean, he might just like that position. Let's just.
I think, do you know what it. Oh, he's thinking. Jackie Jackpot.
Yeah.
She hates doggy style, but I'll say you look horrific.
That's what I'll say. Jackpot, I'll say you look horrific. No one's that brave. Some men are so bold when I hear these things. Mm. My God. Yeah. Turn around, love. Not me holding.
I mean, I'm hoping it did. It's wrote down. I'm hoping the conversation did. Maybe she was a bit paranoid. Maybe she was like, oh, you know, don't look at us.
Oh, love. We'll feel bad for you, but it's hilarious.
I hope you're okay now. Little and often.
Little and often.
Little and often.
Stay hydrated, guys, is the public service announcement we've gained from that awful story. Hey.
Thank you.
Swings and roundabouts.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I had one of the most awkward moments of my life today.
Lovely.
So, of course, I decided I should immediately email you to share.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love that
the
about
kind of
you,
thing you want to hear about. Yes. I love that in life you're going around, you guys, and something awful or funny or terrible or embarrassing or cringeworthy happens and you go, I'm going to have to email that in.
We need to know about that.
Well, you also, to sort of let you behind the curtain a bit. Stand-up's been like that for me for so long. Whenever something cringy and really embarrassing happens, it happens and then I go, stand-up, and I go and tell it on stage, and it helps.
Yeah.
So in a way, you guys are doing exactly the same as what I do.
Therapy.
So there you go.
I was talking to one of our company directors about COVID tests, and I made a joke without thinking which will haunt my dreams forever. I mentioned that I prefer the test where you just have to swab your nose and not your throat because I have a horrendous gag reflex, which is probably why I'm single.
To a company director!
It was only...
Oh, God.
It was only during the awkward silence that followed that I fully realised I just essentially told one of the highest up people in our company that I was bad at blowjobs. Kill me now. Yeah.
That's good. That's really good.
That's something I would do. Oh, that's like me at the bloody... That's like me at the school gates.
Yeah.
I tell them the other day.
Where do they work, though? I love the idea.
I know.
Sorry, we don't think you're right for Fisher Price. We don't say those kind of things. It's a family company.
Well, when I was at the school gate the other day, because obviously we do this podcast, and I always think, God, if someone listens to this, they'll think we're right dirty, and they'll think, ye God, you know, the terrible and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And we are, but this is, we don't always talk like this. We can be quite professional and serious. This is just a part of our personality.
Yes.
Anyway.
While saying we're professional and serious, she nearly just spilled a bottle of water on my fucking laptop, which records which records the podcast, but there you go.
So at the school gates, I'm like, well, okay, he's been there for a year and a bit now, and it's, you know, I'm trying to be...
Less than a year, but carry on, mother of the year.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, shit, right, okay, well, anyway, he's been there for almost a year. Oh, yeah, March. And I'm just like, okay, well, they can see a bit of my personality, but, you know, I want to still be a bit, you know, like we're not scummy scumbags. Mm-hmm. We were chatting about Wet n' Wild the other day. Remember Wet n' Wild?
Yes, I do. Rest in peace, Wet n' Wild.
Rest in peace. It was a water park near us.
It's still there. Someone bought it a while ago for like $3.5 million. Some company bought it. I thought they were going to revamp it. I don't know what they're doing. If anyone's listening who's involved in the revamping of Wet n' Wild, oh my fucking God, pull your finger out, because Wet n' Wild was absolutely incredible.
It was amazing. It was great. The chips were lush.
Mainly the slides and stuff. Most people enjoyed the slides and the lazy river. She's gone straight to the chips.
Well, I'm going to digress really quickly, right? I don't think that the food at the leisure centres were actually that good. It was just because you were fucking clamming.
Yeah.
Right?
No, South Shields.
Chips and gravy.
No, the smiley faces at the leisure centre in South Shields were fucking unbelievable.
Rip.
Smiley faces were absolutely unbelievable.
I know. Anyway.
And your mum did them in the oven when she bought them from Iceland, did them in the oven. They're never the same. Never the same.
No. Shall I finish my story?
I'm too sad now. No, go on.
Right, we were talking about the jacuzzi at Wet n' Wild, and they were like, wasn't there a jacuzzi? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure I knew someone who got fingered in there.
Wow, you just said
and
that.
And then I was like,
wow.
Why did I say that?
Wow.
Yeah. So I can't help myself.
Wow. I know some lads who went in there with pockets full, plastic bags and pockets full of fairy liquid and put loads of fairy liquid
Shut
in the jacuzzi.
Up, really?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Dickheads.
Good times.
Wet and wild.
It was wet and wild for her that day.
For the last in the jacuzzi.
Thank you.
Great work. Absolutely sterling work. Just great.
It's like we're back at the O2, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Wet and wild, slippy,
slippery and slimy. We got it. Well done.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous.
Always.
After listening to episode 153 about the swingers' £20 a night room...
Horrible.
Okay.
Horrible.
I'm freaked out.
Right.
My wife's mother and her husband, both in their 70s, live in a retirement-style community.
Mm.
It's a very seedy and strange place, and it puts in brackets, yeah, both of them fit in very well.
Jesus.
So,
wow, okay.
What I found strange then now makes perfect sense. They have a handful of permanently vacant rooms that they rent out for £20 a night.
No!
Yeah.
In an old people's home?
Well, 70s, Chris. That's not an old people's home.
Oh, sorry. In a youth hostel.
No, but, well, in a retirement-style community, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so...
£20 a night?
£20 a night. Because why would you... If you're in your 70s...
Why is it seedy? I want to know why is it seedy and why do they fit in? I need more information. I hate it when people do this. You've just told us it's seedy. You've said they fit in. You've given us no backstory.
Listen, fill in the gaps, right? You have met so many people in my life where I go, you are seedy.
Yeah.
That's the only way... No, yeah, I have.
Are you talking about that bloke at the garden centre?
Which? Oh, shut up. No. But I've met plenty of women and men where I go, you are seedy.
Right, okay.
And that's the vibe they're getting. Right, £20 a night, little cheeky rooms. Why would they be there? Why would they be in a retirement style community?
I don't know.
£20 a night. What are they doing? Is it near the coast? Like,
I feel like if Louis Theroux's listening, you need to go and do a documentary in here, so and find out what's going on. Report back.
Oh, they'll have pampas grass.
Oh, yeah, pampas grass is swingers, isn't it, apparently?
Yeah. But it's become really popular. To the point where we've talked about it, haven't we? South Shields were kicking off that people were stealing from the beach.
People were stealing from the beach, yeah.
Stop stealing the pampas grass!
You fucking perverts!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I've recently got into your podcast to keep me entertained while walking the dog. And I'm really enjoying hearing the stories you get sent. My personal favourite, which I think is now my personal favourite, actually, was the man who misheard his father-in-law and thought his mother-in-law had been run over by a car and died in a bush.
Yeah, that one's very good.
Very good. I thought I'd send in one of my own from a darker, less enlightened period of my past, which I thought you might enjoy.
Love ones from the dark past.
Oh, yes. Please keep me anonymous. Anyone who knows me well will work out who it is pretty quickly.
Wow.
In my first year of university, I lived in halls. It was quite a modern block with well-appointed rooms outfitted with brand new, high-quality commercial furniture. I had a bed, desk, wardrobe, chest of drawers and bedside drawer unit.
Show off.
Sounds lovely. Like many other freshers, I quickly discovered that you can have a lot of fun by drinking far too much with your friends, and I became a bit of a party animal.
Don't we all?
I'm quite a big guy, so I can hold my drink very well, and would regularly take part in drinking games, boat races, etc. However, when I've been heavily drinking, I have one critical and highly consistent weakness.
Okay.
When I get into bed and turn the lights off, I'm quickly hit with the need to throw up.
Yes, the room spinners. Yeah.
So as soon as he can drink all night, as soon as he gets into bed, turns the lights off, it comes, okay?
Oh, God, I hate that feeling so much.
I know.
Absolute worst.
I love drinking, but I don't like getting drunk anymore. No. It's just not pleasurable.
My favourite thing, I just like a couple of beers, a couple of glasses of wine, just to chill us out. That's all I ever want.
It's the worst feeling in the world. Because I get to a point where I go, I just want to go home. And I just have to be home.
When I see someone else paralytic drunk falling over or like doing that face, you know, the face where you're just like, you see them, it just looks like it's really hurting them. It looks like it's hurting them to hold their features on their skull.
Uh-huh.
I immediately sober up and coke because I don't want to be that.
Because I've been that before.
Yeah, horrible. Love those people who take one for the team on the night.
Yeah, exactly. I normally suffer through a few minutes of this, then quickly jump out of bed, vom in the toilet, flush, wash and get to bed feeling much, much better.
Great.
It must be something to do with my ears and balance. I never thought about that.
No, it's to do with all the drinking games, you fucking dick.
Do you not think? But then
as
soon as you lie down...
No, it's to do with...
All right.
It's me inner ear problem. It's not the 14 pints of Carl in your hat. No, it's me ears. definitely me ears.
Soon as I lie down, I'm mortal drunk.
My
What? What?
I just remembered something that I've never told you.
What?
Years ago.
What?
Years ago, my dad and all his mates went out for a curry.
Yeah.
One of them was mortal drunk. And my cousin told us this later on, right? Basically, my cousin, who's older than me, younger than my dad, was by quite a few years older than me, was out with his mates as well in the walk past where the curry place was. And my dad and his mates were outside and they were holding the guy up, the guy who was mortal drunk, they were holding him up. And my dad was proper sticking up for him. He was going, oh, it's something he ate. It's something he ate. He's had a reaction to the curry. He's had a reaction. And my cousin's going, oh, is it not the 12 pints he's had? Like, he's going, no, he's had a reaction. He's had a reaction. His bowels have collapsed. And my cousin went, bowels have collapsed. And my dad went, his bowels have collapsed. And my cousin went, you mean he shot himself?
No. Oh no! Oh, so your dad? Oh, your dad's sticking up for his friend.
His bowels have collapsed. Yeah, he shot himself.
That's such a lush way to put it.
You didn't even know what it meant. Yeah,
my bowels have collapsed. Well, that's
he's
like
had a reaction, and his bowels have collapsed.
That's like one of your mates on your stag do.
Yeah.
When he'd ran out of money.
Yeah.
And he said to me, "Dad, can I lend some money? I'm financially embarrassed."
Yeah.
So you run out of money.
I'm afraid I'm financially embarrassed. You mean you want us to buy your beers?
Hilarious. Love stuff like that. Right, anyway, so
yeah.
One morning I awoke after a particularly heavy sesh and set about sorting myself out. Shower, breakfast, cuppa, laundry in the basket, check how much I've spent, etc.
Yes.
Whilst I was sat at my desk eating a bowl of cereal, I became aware of an unpleasant smell in my room.
Oh, gosh.
I opened the window and set about trying to find the source. I checked the sink, the bin, my laundry, down the back of the radiator, the air vents, all to no avail. Oh. I noticed that the smell was worse around my bedhead and investigated further, but still could not find where the smell was originating.
Jesus. Yeah, originating.
Originating, that's what I meant to say. Finally, I thought, perhaps someone has played a prank and hidden something behind the bed. So I went to move the bed out, which first required me to move the bedside drawers.
Oh, no.
As I did so, the top drawer opened to reveal the source of the smell.
Oh.
A pretty hefty quantity of vomit.
Oh, in the top drawer.
Complete with last night's dinner and stained purple from all the snake bite and black that I'd consumed.
Oh, Diesel's the worst. Snake bite and black is Diesel. I used to drink them when I first went out.
So
they are strong as fuck. They go down like Ribena and they come out like fucking petrol.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Awful. Luckily, the drawer was so well built and so efficiently plastic lined that none of the liquid had seeped into my pants or socks in the drawer below.
Rotten.
I removed the drawer, snuck to the loo, poured it away and cleaned it thoroughly before replacing it.
God!
I had no memory of vomiting the night before or indeed of getting home, but it's pretty clear what happened. I don't remember why the drawer was empty, but maybe I'd emptied it of the belongings the night before. Anyway, fast forward a few nights, and I was lying in bed feeling pretty queasy and rotten, so I did the obvious thing. I rolled over, opened the drawer, chucked up in it, and closed it for sober me to deal with the next morning. After all, I was quite comfy in my bed. This became a regular occurrence throughout the year, and I can recommend this solution to anybody who shares my problem.
Oh, that is the... Take a bucket to bed!
Tell you what, eh? Students.
Tell you what, I want to find out who's made that draw. Bloody water.
I know.
You keep a bastard aquarium in that by the sounds of things. A couple of fish.
So he's just...
A couple of newts.
Oh, God, he could have a bloody...
tropical fish tank in there.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Oh, it's awful, isn't it?
That is...
I love that it's...
Disgusting.
Just become his vomit draw.
That is so minging. I mean, it's up there with cockwash. I mean, cockwash is much worse.
That was the pint.
Yeah, the pint glass, the cockwash.
Oh, that he never emptied. Oh, it's my word, I forgot about that. Oh, hey.
If you haven't heard cockwash, go back and listen to the back catalogue of Shagbarry and you'll find all about cockwash and why they vote for us. best podcast in the National Comedy Awards. Hashtag cockwash.
Hashtag dickwash. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, hello. Please keep me anonymous so that I don't have to find a new hairdresser.
Right, okay.
Mm. I get my hair coloured every couple of months, and where possible, I will schedule the appointment where I also have a work event or something in the diary with friends on the same day so that the blow dry doesn't go to waste.
Good.
That's clever.
I believe the correct term is that sort of that she can go there looking on fleek.
I
think that's what the kids are saying.
Chris, it's not actually.
So the blow dry's on fleek?
No.
So it can be on fleeked?
No. Stop.
It's one of them.
Stop. My friend Angela used to do that on a night out.
What?
She'd like go to Newcastle and get her makeup done in Phoenix.
Right.
And I'd be like, that's a trek to just get your makeup done for free.
This should genuinely used to do that?
All the time.
Wow.
All the time.
Yeah.
I think she'd buy something or something she just wouldn't.
I personally, I've got mates who would go and get their hair cut, then go straight out.
Well, yeah.
And you can always see hair all over the back of their t-shirt and the neck, in the ears and that, and it makes us feel sad.
No.
I have a haircut, and my hairdresser always goes, do you want some product on? And I go, no, because I'm going straight in the shower.
Because
you've just covered us in hair.
Mm-hmm.
In what world can I go and live my life today?
I'm
going to burn this t-shirt that I've had on, and I've got to go and douse myself in the shower because I'm covered in hairs.
Well, since I've had kids, the hairdresser's like, do you want us to put a curl in? I'm like, how long will it take? No.
Yeah.
Like, an extra 50 minutes.
Another one in the hairdresser. Do you want a cup of tea? Do I want a drink with loads of hair in it? No, I'm all right, thanks. Has your cup got a lid? Well, fuck off then.
That's a man thing.
What do you mean?
Well, because women's hair doesn't get cut that much.
Right.
So we can have a nice cup of coffee or tea.
To be fair, in the hairdressers, I'm in at the minute, the cup of tea never normally has any hair in it, but there we go.
Good. The last time I got my hair coloured, I was also out for dinner with work contacts in the evening. She is Mrs. Social.
I've never known a social life like
it's it. It's lovely, isn't it?
In two sentences, she's made us deathly jealous of her. Jesus.
I got up a little earlier that morning and chose a cashmere jumper and smart tailored trousers combo. Dripping in diamonds.
Going to the hairdressers in a cashmere jumper? Your Majesty. Bloody hell.
Hey, listen, she's doing well. She is.
I had my driver wait outside.
No, she's a woman about town. She is Carrie Bradshaw. All right.
Fucking hell.
As the trousers were fairly snug, I decided to wear some Spanx underneath. Sister, I hear you.
Right.
This time picking out my bodysuit.
Sorry, who does she fancy in this hairdresser's? Because she is getting dulled up the
no,
names.
She's going out after man.
Oh, right, okay.
So she's getting ready and she's going to the hairdresser's to not waste a blow dry, which I totally understand. She's going out after.
Okay, sorry.
But my only problem is with that, I've thought about that, but when they wash your hair, when they wash everything off, they take a couple of inches of your makeup off round your face.
Okay.
And I go, well.
Yeah. Straight to Phoenix, get it topped up.
True. Rosie may need to help explain this, but basically a swimming costume with cycling shorts on the bottom half, also a Spanx, or like there's the fully blown swimming costume with cycling shorts, and then the little crotch bit has got where you open it to have a wee.
Jesus.
Got buttons on.
God, when I hear stuff like that, I'm so glad I'm not a woman.
Yeah, I know. As you can imagine, in a jumper and trousers, it's not very practical to take a bodysuit off each time you go to the toilet. So Spanx have kindly built in a pee hole for us ladies. Oh, sorry, that's what I was just explaining.
Right, zip.
It's not a zip. Right. It's buttons.
Right.
It's press studs.
Right.
There's about, so if on mine, there's like about three that you just.
Right, okay. Zoop.
But actually, I am lazy and I just pull it to the side.
Of course you do. While we're on the subject of press studs, can I please give a shout out to the person who decided press studs should go on babies' onesies? Fuck you, whoever you are. I hate you. You've cost me so much time and energy. You're an arsehole.
Well, what should they have instead?
I don't know. Velcro.
Because zips are just as bad.
Velcro.
They would come open all the time. They'd
I don't
literally
know.
Stretch and it would pop open.
It's just annoying.
Oh, well, I know, but it's
some
a short
of them
time
Some of
life.
Them don't even do that little brass one a different colour, so you know
yeah,
where it
I know,
goes. And you've got, oh.
Right, listen. Anyway, I'd had my hair coloured on this particular day. I shampooed and I was about to sit back down in the chair for a cut and blow dry. I decided at this point to ask to visit the ladies. Now, I go to a fairly fancy hairdresser's. Of course she does.
Of course you do. You cash me a jumper on, love.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah. That doesn't believe in towel drying hair at all, if possible. So whilst my hair was wrapped up in a towel, it was still dripping wet. That's a bit strange.
They don't believe in towel drying?
I don't know.
What do you mean they don't do it or they don't believe it works?
Who knows?
Right.
What's wrong with towel drying?
I don't know.
Is that something?
Apparently it's what... Apparently, it's what the peasants do, Rosie, by the sounds of things.
Honestly, do you know what?
Excuse me, darling. What's that jumper made of? Wool and cotton? Yeah, you probably dry your hair with a fucking towel, you peasant.
I'm sick of going through life and just constantly being told that things are bad for us.
I know exactly what you mean.
I'm fucking sick of it. Yeah. I'm sorry I'm swearing. I'm sick. All the time. Every day there's something, you know, like, oh, do you know that that's got hidden such and such in?
Oh,
and I'm like, oh,
it.
God, just stop
it's
telling
non-stop.
Us.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. It's always a new study from such and such is showing it, and you go, for fucking hell, there's another thing
so
fucking
ruined. So what, we're not meant to towel dry now, are we not?
Why are we not towel dry?
Well, I got told a while ago that you shouldn't brush your hair when it's wet.
Geez,
and I'm like, well, what the fuck? What?
Shouldn't brush it when it's wet
because it pulls your hair out.
Oh, for
I know, Chris.
I haven't brushed my hair for probably 15 years. Maybe longer. No word of a lie. I can't remember the last time I brushed my hair.
I did not think you were going to say that.
It must have been when I lived at home.
15 years?
Maybe longer. No word of a lie. Maybe longer.
Shut up. Let me try and run my fingers through your hair.
Yeah, you can. It's
come here.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah.
Right, come here.
It doesn't tangle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have not, honestly, 15, maybe 16, 17 years since I last brushed my hair.
I brush Robin's hair every day.
I never do it. Don't need to. Really weird.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Yeah. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, strange, isn't it?
I hate brushing my hair.
Yeah. Never do it. Even when I had long hair, I never did it.
I don't know why that's funny. Yeah. Anyway, listen, let's hear about her at the hairdressers. So whilst my hair was wrapped up in a towel, it was still dripping wet. Mm. The bathroom in the salon isn't huge and the toilet fairly small and low.
Right.
So it was quite an ordeal to lower myself in 4-inch heels,
right,
undo my trousers, adjust the bodysuit to open the pee hole
wide enough. She's got a cashmere jumper, a trouser, 4-inch heels.
Yeah.
Going for her hair done.
Yeah.
She must have... Oh.
What's the matter?
Just so done up. So done
no,
up.
No, it's not. It's in realistic four
times. 4-inch heels.
You're just married to me. I'm literally
a slob. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Some women do this every day, Chris. Yeah.
Rosie goes for a
haircut. I'm sorry.
Rosie goes for a haircut in a boiler suit and wellies.
Honestly, if I could wear sunglasses, get me haircut, I would. I hate looking at myself in that mirror.
Can't bear looking at my own face.
It's so depressing.
I spot something wrong every time.
Oh, it's just horrible. And then when they've got like, foils in and that, and you're like, oh, I hate myself.
I've never had foils in.
Oh, it's horrible, Chris. It's horrible. It's the most just.
Once in my life, I got highlights. I got blonde highlights. When I was at college, I got blonde highlights. Right. And they did their thing where they put the cap on and they pull the bits through.
Old school.
And you look like Hellraiser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You look like Pinhead off Hellraiser. Yeah. Nah, I didn't like it.
Nah.
It hurts when they pull it through.
It does. So, sorry about that.
4-inch heels, squatting down on the toilet.
Yes. It was quite an ordeal to lower myself in 4-inch heels, under my trousers, adjust the bodysuit to open the pee hole wide enough so not to allow any to seep into the material, balance my mop of dripping wet hair on my head, not allow the towel on my head to unravel or the other towel on my neck to fall away. I can see where she's coming from.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
This is nuts.
When I had finished and stood up to walk away, I noticed a big puddle on the floor in front of the toilet.
Oh, gosh.
Was my hair really that wet? No. In my desperate attempt to not wee over myself, I had failed to check exactly how far back onto the toilet I had perched.
Oh.
I had successfully weed on the toilet floor instead.
She'd hovered in front of the toilet and pissed all over the floor.
Yeah. Now, being in January and on a New Year, New Me journey, I had been drinking a lot more water than usual, so the puddle was quite significant.
Brilliant.
Toilet roll alone was not easily going to do the trick, and in a panic state, I pulled the towel from my neck and use this to mop up the
mate.
Not wanting to explain to the hairdresser how I had lost said towel in the few minutes I had been in the toilet, I proceeded to wrap it back around my neck and venture back to the chair.
Oh my God!
My poor hairdresser therefore had to touch my pee-stained towel as she worked. I was mortified, and I expect she may have been concerned about potential COVID symptoms as I sniffed violently for the rest of the session to see if my piss could be smelt by all.
Oh my God.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
No, I didn't. I nearly, as a joke, said, so I put it back round my neck, but I thought it was stupid because
she went
to cash me a jumper.
No,
so she
did.
Basically drained her own piss around herself.
With piss on her. See? How the Mighty Have Fallen, eh, Chris?
Yeah. What an idiot. Just go and go, look, I'm really, really sorry. I dropped this towel on your toilet floor. I don't want to put it back on my neck. It's soaking. I don't know what happened.
But sometimes in those situations, logic goes out the window.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I know exactly what I would have done.
What?
Someone's pissed on this floor. It's disgusting in here. I'm going to cash me a jumper on. I'll take me business elsewhere. Look at these heels.
To dry your hair, take too long. It's not even towel dried.
Towel dry. Orphans stand round and blow on it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I've been listening to your podcast throughout lockdown whilst I've been training for a marathon. It helped me get through some dark miles.
Okay.
That's nice. Please keep me anonymous as my story is about my friend. I've recommended the podcast to her, but I don't know if she's started listening or not. If she is, she'll know who she is, and I'm sure I'll get a phone call.
Cool. And obviously, fuck her if she isn't. So, win-win.
There you go. When I was 20, I worked in a pub with my best friend. It was a large chain of pubs, and the Christmas do was a formal bar at one of the larger hotels.
Okay.
Classy, classy. We worked with a boy who we both fancied, but my friend was the pretty boy magnet, in brackets, not jealous, obviously. And she ended up sharing a room with the boy we fancied on the night of the Christmas ball.
Goodness me.
Mm. I was a tiny bit jealous, but sucked it up and asked her all about what happened.
Okay.
Bless her.
Perfect.
I'm sure you're gorgeous. It turns out they had shared the bed for the night, but not even kissed. I was quite surprised by this. However, there was a bit more. It turns out he would every so often put his finger up her bum whilst they were spooning. No other contact, just a nice cuddly spoon with an occasional finger up the bum.
I don't know where to start here. They didn't kiss. They spooned. And now and then, he just checked her temperature.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever
heard.
Isn't
it?
That is so strange.
It was very difficult to work with him after that.
No, I'm not surprised.
But surprisingly, they decided to pursue a relationship, but she said the sex was never really recovered from their first night of bum fingering.
It's just left me all confused.
I know, I'm sorry. It's a bit of a strange one, isn't it?
That's just left me really confused.
But you know.
No kissing. Nothing.
No cuddling. Just a finger up the bum.
And even if she turned around and was like, okay, come on, then he's like, no. Just stay still.
This is it.
Was it at regular intervals is my question.
Don't know.
You know, was he like checking his watch and then going, it's been 2 minutes?
Do you think you got the wrong one, wrong hole?
I don't know. Just the occasional finger up the bum. So what not sense? Even just...
The occasional finger up the bum?
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
Just one little finger.
Or the occasional finger up the bum, he might have been swapping hands and by the end of the night he might have done all 10 fingers separately.
Yeah. And then he's gone to the bathroom and licked them all.
Oh,
he's
a dirty,
dirty pervert. Babadoo, 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 ba. Did you like them?
Well, wasn't that absolutely fantastic?
Brilliant.
Hey, can you believe that stuff didn't even get into the podcast? We left that out.
I know.
Why?
That one about the
thing.
And when they went to the...
Oh, wasn't it?
And brilliant. It was, absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely sterling work all around. Guys, thank you so much for listening to Shagmai Annoyed. Rosie, what's it part of?
The Acast Creator Network.
It is part of the Acast Creator Network. And we'll be back properly in your ears next week. Happy holidays.
Love yous. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.